Now we're on side two, talking about Bill. When he was there, he had a couple of suits made. But anyway, Steve's really been giving Barbara the devil. He just picks on that kid. Something's wrong this minute.
So later.
Now then, I don't know whether this is going to work or not, but I guess I can try. It's really making a funny noise. Anyway, as I was saying, Steve's really been giving Barbara the devil. I have to laugh. Well, it's not really funny. I'd beat the shit out of the kid. I'll tell you what I'd do. But she got these packages in the mail, and one of them happened to be Bill's suit that he had made while he was there. And she'd gone in to do something, go to the bathroom or something. By the time she came out, Steve had gotten a hold of a knife and was going up and down into the box. She opened it up, and there was Bill's suit. But fortunately, there was enough paper and stuff left that he didn't have to do it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what's wrong with this thing, but it's recording, so I'll just let it go. Anyway, she tore into him about that. He's got a real bad habit of sneaking knives and forks out of the silverware drawer and taking off with them. And one morning, she had to go to work, and she was running late. And by the time she got out in the car, he'd broken the window that goes up and down in their car, the electrical window, so she had that fixed. And then yesterday, she had another 40. She said she didn't know how much it cost her to get that fixed, but she had to take the car down for a tune-up and something else yesterday, and it cost her $43 to have it done, which I guess really isn't too bad, but she spent quite a bit of money on cars, too, it seemed like, since Bill's been gone. Well, anyway, and one other time, she had to go to work, and she was running late, and she saw Steve, and he went and ran and hid from her when he saw her coming. So I guess she got out of the car and just blistered his little behind good for him, but I don't know. She took her kids last night to the basketball game. I was going to take the kids, but it would have been $1.50 for Sandy and I and another $3 for the little ones. So I didn't take them, and I just went myself, but she took hers, and Shirley was real good, and Steve was pretty good. I told him to sit down and be quiet a couple of times, and that helped a little bit, but I don't know. Anything to get under her skin, he does. And I just imagine if he tries that when Bill's home, he's probably going to light into him. I don't know. Barbara said he doesn't discipline the kids very much, and she has to do most of it, which is bad as far as I'm concerned. It should be an equal job. But I guess he'll be all right. I guess Shirley used to be that way when she was about that age, too, and she's changed. She's a pretty good little old kid. She's got a birthday Sunday, so I want to get out and get her something for her birthday. I don't know what yet, but I feel like I should. They always have managed to get us something and everything, so I'm going to do it. I've been thinking about going over there and getting her one of those stretch knit bathing suits like I got the twins, because I'm pretty sure she could probably use a new one. Scotch finally got a letter from Lee yesterday, and he had a set of his travel orders in, so she can go down and get her discount on her plane ticket when she gets it. She said she hadn't gotten her deposit slip yet, and she sure hopes it comes in. Of course, she took all that extra money and put about $3,700 into the... oh, I got frogs this morning. Into the banks drawing interest on it, and she's living on her paycheck, and then the smaller ones that she's been getting from the thing, and it's worked out pretty good for her. It draws 5% interest out there now, so that's a pretty good deal. She's had it in there for about 3 months, so I just imagine that she's building up a pretty good kitty into it. She's really looking forward. She said she's got 19 days. Actually, she's got 18 now because it's around the 19th. So she went out and bought a couple pairs of shoes and a new bag yesterday, and trying to round up a few things for, you know, to take. She said she still has to go down and get a good dress yet, probably for traveling, I don't know, or else even going out at night. So, I don't know. I'm going to go over, and Hal said I could borrow her Moo patterns, and I thought I'd go take a look at them and see. I won't be going today, probably sometime next week. and maybe borrow them and go down and get some material and just make some just to wear around the house. They've got them in various lengths, so I can attempt one anyway. I'm sure it won't be decent enough to wear out in public, but I can wear them at home anyhow because I don't have that many pairs of shorts, and I'd like to save the one pair of good shorts I've got to bring with me. That is, if I'm able to wear it. I don't know whether I'm going to golf this year or not. They're having the golf meeting on the 15th, which is the same day as our bowling luncheon, except it's in the morning. And they've cut the green fees down to $1 now, which I think is a good deal. I think they'll probably have more people turn out for it. I don't think I have to belong to it. I'll have to check and see, but I'm not that over-enthused about golfing, and I don't know. I just don't particularly want to, I guess. That's what the main problem is, but I got quite a bit of running to do yet this week, this month, and 3 days is run something on 14th, 15th, and 16th. I will be glad to get my teeth cleaned this month. I don't particularly want to pay for it, but I guess it's just a necessity. And I'm going to have some x-rays, too. But I don't know. I thought that payment on that insurance, you know, that life insurance, was due the first part of this month, but I haven't received a bill for it, and I know I paid it in January, I think, but I'm not really sure. Anyway, I got a bill yesterday from the vets, and I called her about it because I knew I'd paid them, and she had forgot to mark it on the book. She found it where she didn't mark it on the regular book, so that's taken care of, and I didn't have to pay that. But it doesn't really matter. I don't even give a shit. And they're starting to get their spring things in now. Some of them look pretty cute, but I don't know. It's just like Kay said the other day. She bought Cindy a coat down at Penny's. Well, it's been, I don't think it's been 2 months ago, and the thing's already wearing out. Now, that's pretty ridiculous when you put out good money and things don't wear. Those little old blue coats that we got, the twins, a couple, 3 years ago, are still good. I'm going to wash. Well, I sent one to June this year, and we'll wash up the other one, I guess, and let Kay have it for Tammy. She ought to be about into it next winter. Anyway, it sounds like the wind's starting to pick up a little bit now, unfortunately. It's supposed to come in this afternoon, and then increasing cloudiness with light snow maybe tonight, or scattered light snow. Maybe we'll miss it. Of course, the moisture's good. The yards really need it. And one of these days when it gets pretty, I'm going to get out and maybe rake that stupid thing if we ever get snow off of it. I have to wait and see. Well, honey, it looks like the tape's running, getting low. So before it goes out, I want to say I love you and I miss you. And I'm really looking forward to seeing you on the R&R. And you keep your writing up to your mother, because I know she worries too, and just a tape a week will probably make her real happy, or a letter. And I hope I get something today. I didn't yesterday, so I guess the mail's sort of behind again, but that's all right. I'm sure I'll get something today or tomorrow. And you be sure and take care of yourself. Bye now. Love you.